So my name is Martin Stiemerling, and I'm the guy who has like two drafts, but not really a protocol. Next slide, please. So actually, we have like two drafts submitted. One is Stiemerling H1, H2. The other one is Kiesel H1, 2. And those drafts don't have a protocol yet, but are actually trying to sketch more of the information models we can try to use.
Martin, can you move the mic up a bit? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sure. And the ideas of those drafts actually originated out of the past discussions, because we had like maybe two or three camps in the working group where everybody, of course, says his approach is the best. But I think it's a time to step back a bit and think about what actually trying to achieve and where are the people we are talking to. Next slide. So where we are. So in the Alto space, we have various players. So first of all, we have the users, which are the operator of the peers in a peer-to-peer system. We have the tracker operators for tracker-based systems, of course. Without that, we don't have them. We have the peer-to-peer software vendors and the network operators. So you will see on the later slide why I'm sketching them. So this means those are the people in the space playing there. And out of this space, we have some people sitting in here, but not all of them. For instance, I don't think that we have people from Gruntella here or from all ISPs over the world. And this may or may not limit our view. So next slide, please. You might have asked why the drafts are called actually H something. And the idea of this came out of this was basically, we can say we have two basic hemispheres. On the upper, you have the peer-to-peer users and vendors, which basically say, well, we probably want to use Alto for whatever reason. But we won't disclose any information to any other person outside the overlay system. That's actually what Stas just said on the mic. They are never going to send IP addresses to an Oracle, period. On the other hand, there are the network operators, which say, well, we are never going to disclose any information about our network to the peers. So, okay. And the question is how to bring them together right now. Let's go on. Next one, please. So the communication model, I think, for all proposals we have is basically you have the client and the server, and the client sends some requests to the server, and then you get a response there. So that's like nothing brand new. And the big question is always, at which point what information is passed? And now let's go to the next slide. We see the H1 model. So basically, in this case, the client sends a request only to the server saying, give me guidance. So, and the server replies with a generic guidance. And you see this nice picture over there. They should say all the, let's say, processing of the guidance is done on the client. So that's happening there. But OK, then the next one, H2. Basically, there the client sends some information, like list of IP addresses, grouping IDs, to the server. And then the server is calculating his preference and then returning a sorted list, either ranked or numerical cases we had. That's the H2 case. So next slide, please. So what happens there? So we could imagine that there's a protocol which actually has H1 and H2 integrated into a single protocol. And the client can state on boot up saying, well, I want to have H1 or H2. I accept communications, combinations, both of them. So on the server, we would reply with accept the set of protocol mechanics he likes to see. So we could ask, ending up with that the client asks, oh, I want to have H1. And the client, the server answers, well, I want H2. So deadlock, no way forward. So next slide, please. Out of this, we came to, let's say, making a hybrid model, which is called H1.2, where basically the client sends some information to the server, but this information does not need to be necessarily a full IP address. But the client can say, well, I'm actually interested in this subnetwork and saying it's an IP address, address with a prefix /24. And the client can say how much of the prefix he's willing to disclose. So there might be clients that say, I'm going for a full IP address. Not impossible. I wouldn't say it's not they're not out there. But there are also clients which say, I ask for /0, all internet. And then on the other side, the client, the server actually needs to work out his preference on what the client asks. And the server can reply with like a one-to-one answer saying, you've asked for /24. And here's the guidance for this 20/24 or for this number of /24s. You can answer with a much broader answer saying, well, I just give you guidance about /16, which is like a more, comprises more subnetworks. Or you can even answer with a more narrow answer saying, well, you probably have asked for /16, but I give you like 10/24s back as a guidance with a numerical ranking. And that's the hybrid model. Okay, next slide. So the conclusions we had is that the H1, H2 option is really wacky. H1 only, it's probably not an option if we see all players. H2 as an only option is not the option. the combined approach where every side can, let's say, at least tune the degree he wants to ask and the degree on the reply, that's probably an option, because we have all players here, the network operators saying, well, I'm not revealing too much information, and on the other side, the peer-to-peer operators. Then some side notes is that what we've said here, this works with or without tracker, and we see like two orthogonal issues. Is one is like, where's the auto client actually located? So we have like the case where it's on the peer, and what we have also the other case where it's on the tracker, and the protocol should be able to support both. You have now seen that some of the protocols have this in already, but in the early stage, this was not a notion in the protocols. And the other orthogonal issue is that if the generic guidance is actually loaded to the client, or if the IP addresses are pushed to the server. And actually, I think it's now the time, maybe not yet, but now in the overflow session, where we discuss on which way we are trying to go forward to get to the protocols. So meaning, let's try first to fix the model we are working on, and then go to the protocol specs. That's it. Thank you. Questions?
Two quick questions, both related to the slide before this. The first of this is, it seems to me that this might have trouble in sparsely allocated IP address spaces with identifying information, in particular in V6, trying to pick out what's the logical thing to send you when, you know, I'm getting a /64 or possibly a /56 from an LAR is kind of weird for me to understand how that's going to map onto this, so, given that it sort of looks the same, but it really looks really, really different in practice. And the other kind of related question is, you seem to be presuming that the right thing to do is to kind of go up a level in the CIDR allocation to say, I'm going to ask for something of a particular CIDR allocation, like a /32, okay, no, I'm going to give you a /24, /16 information. If you actually had something like the record route options turned on, wouldn't it make sense to say, I'm actually not going to ask you about the IP address at the end of the route, I'm going to ask you about one of the intermediates, and use that as proxy information that hides the information a little bit better than this does, because this hiding information seems to have a real leakage to me.
Let's answering the question number two, I think, let's say, are running trace route is probably too much, because you, let's say, one of the comments in the old days of this was like, you need to get it to a degree where it's usable by any type of client or server.
Okay, so I wasn't talking about trace route, but I see the problem.
Yeah. On the first question, I think it's we use IP addresses as an example to make it easy, but this was not to saying, well, we should stick to IP addresses, but we could use other things also for identifying it. The idea was just to say that both sides should have like a knob to change the degree what they're disclosing. There's of course the problem that you can, let's say, you can just can start trying to ask the server different things and trying to detect knowledge. But I think that's always possible, and well, we are not fixing the whole world. It's like trying to get this going.
Okay. Yeah.